Well, folks, here we are. You're on the John Fredericks Radio Network, the John Fredericks Radio app. Get her live, jump in a chat. Great to have you. You know, I'm an optimist, and I like to come on in the morning and be excited and try to figure out all the good things that are going to happen to us. Mercedes, this is a very exciting event. I've been coming to these, as your husband knows, since 1975 when I was 17.
Wait, no way. 1975?
Yeah, it was my first
You were
one.
A baby.
That was the energy here has been tremendous. And I changed the name from CPAC to TPAC.
Why TPAC?
Trump Political Action Council. So welcome to TPAC.
We got our great friend John Fredericks here because he's going to bring in a VIP.
Oh, we want to welcome President Donald J. Trump to East Palestine again. As you know, my family and I were financially annihilated in the 2008 crash, and we ended up homeless with a four-year-old, lived in a pay-by-the-week motel for 2 years. Everybody got bailed out but us. You're the only person who ever had our back, the only person that cared about us. Now we see it happening again. Would you have bailed out this woke Silicon Valley bank, President Trump?
The answer is no. I would have brought interest rates down. It could have bailed out itself. This is all done because Powell's raised the interest rates too fast, too much.
When you become...
And by the way, you're not homeless any longer. You've made a fortune. I'm very happy. Say thank you, President.
And he would know.
I'm Spartacus.
Apt description of what is happening to President Trump today. Getting arrested under false pretenses by a radical DA in New York, weaponizing every form of government they could possibly find in order to go after their political enemies. Oh, my goodness. Let's go for Monica from Chicago. Line one.
What are we doing? Why? We have to fight our own side. And I almost feel like I have to quit my job and, you know, dedicate full time to holding our own side accountable. We are losing because we do not fight.
You want to go around and you want to play footsie with, you know, Ronna McDaniel because you think she's going to win, and you want to play footsie with that. And, you know, you want to vote for her in Orange County at the meeting because, you know, you had a spa day with her, or because, you know, she gave you a perk, or she gave you an airline ticket to some, you know, meeting in, you know, Puerto Rico or something. You know what? You do that at the peril of losing your country.
Every day. Thank you. On the John Fredericks Radio Show. That's why I listen to it.
You're listening to the John Fredericks Show.